I'm Rob Driesline, and this is From the Pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is leading a multi-agency effort to restore lake sturgeon to the Red River Basin. I'll tell you more about this effort when we return, but first...
Find Dad's Day deals that won't be beat this Father's Day at Fleet Farm. Going on now. Get $60 off a Milwaukee M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. On sale, $169. Or get a Bighorn Greystone Pellet Grill for just $279.99. Plus, if you find a lower price, we'll match it. We have what you need for everyday life at new, lower prices. Fleet Farm.
The Minnesota DNR, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Red Lake and White Earth Nations recently completed a lake sturgeon egg take operation along the Rainy River in northern Minnesota. In the past, lake sturgeon eggs were sourced through Ontario, Canada. The sturgeon eggs are now at the Fish and Wildlife Service's National Fish Hatcheries in Genoa, Wisconsin, and Valley City, North Dakota, where they will be reared to fingerling size to support DNR and tribal stocking efforts in lakes and rivers across the Red River Basin. Over-harvesting, dam construction, and water quality decline decimated lake sturgeon populations across Minnesota. They were gone from the Red River Basin by the mid-1900s, and there was little chance that the population could recover on its own. Sturgeon grow slowly and can live to be more than 150 years old. The Red River effort kicked off in the early 2000s, and recent survey results suggest that populations are meeting initial recovery goals, and lake sturgeon now inhabit much of the basin. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been From the Pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.